I was semi-dating this go-go boy, and he taught me the Britney Spears slave dance. And I thought it was one of the most heart-wrenching, mentally disturbing experiences of my life.
From dates to dad, Britney Spears to Judy Garland, Rufus Wainwright finds artistic inspiration anytime, anywhere. And in 2003, he gave it some extra musical polish on the album Want One. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Cabaret and opera are as much a part of Rufus Wainwright's musical vision as folk and pop. And his journey as an artist is a lesson in seeking where you fit, while also trying to break free of expectation. One big step along the way was the 2003 album Want One, a lush and lavishly produced record that featured only half the results of a major writing spree. And before releasing the second installment called Want Two, Rufus stopped by the FUV studios to talk with Claudia Marshall about his place and future in popular music.
You mentioned the classical operatic theatrical thing right up front. But
right.
You got some pop stuff on here that is just...
Yeah.
I keep coming back to the word breathtaking, but another word for it would be fun.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, a lot of the great hits of opera are pop hits, you know, or they're hooks. It's
right,
all about
the ones
hooks,
that have lived through 200 years,
you
know.
And so many songs today, so much stuff that comes out today is so unmemorable and so very unmusical. And I still have faith, I guess, in the idea that a song should be musical.
No matter how strong, I'm gonna take you down with one little stone. I'm gonna break you down and see what you're worth, what you're really worth to me. Dinner at 8 was okay before the toast full of gleams. It was great until those old magazines got us started up again.
You've been quoted as saying that this is sort of a last ditch in popular music for you. I think maybe half-jokingly.
Well, I mean, I think it is my... At this point, I'm willing to put every last-ditch effort behind making this successful in a pop way. I like to say that, you know, the other two albums are kind of the stem with all the thorns, and this album is really the flowering of that. And, you know, after this, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's a beautiful metaphor. All right, let's flog the metaphor. If this is the flower, then what's Want Two going to be?
Well, Want Two is the Pistons. I don't know.
I was thinking stamen. I don't know which is which.
Oh, is it stamen or Pistons?
Know.
I don't know. Something like
that.
We're at a university. They should know.
Yeah, somebody will be on the web.
The bee. With the sting.
Pretty thing. So what if I like pretty things? Pretty lies. So what if I like pretty lies? From where you are to where I am now, I need these pretty things around the planets of my face.
Rufus Wainwright performing the song Pretty Things live at FUV back in 2003. To hear more exclusive interviews from the archives, visit WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.